This morning I have on my heart to talk to you on a topic that we all face from time to time in life. And the title of my message is Do Not Worry. Do not worry. And each one of us, depending on the season we go through in life, we tend to worry about things. We worry about life. We worry about the future. We worry about where the country is headed. We are worried about our neighbors. We are worried about our families. And it seems like it's more common in the day we live in than before, because in a social media, we can just look, scroll down, read stories, see stories, and it affects us. And worriness and fear can cripple our hearts at times. But Jesus says, do not worry. Why? Because he has everything under his control. We might worry about a job, or we might worry how we're going to pay the bills, or what am I going to do in this office from now on? What am I going to do with my responsibilities? We worry about things. God, am I pleasing you? Am I walking upright before you? We worry about all of these things, but only if we can come to Jesus and he says, put all your cares upon me because I care for you. And do not worry about the things that come against you in life because I love you so much. Amen. I heard a parable at one time, and it resonates with the message that I'm about to share, and it just brings a great example of how we are to rely on Christ. There was a man that was very much worried about everything, to the point that exhaustion, and he was just not getting enough sleep. He was living his life worrying about everything, about his wife, about his children, about his job. He did not have enough money to pay the bills. He was worried about the finances, all the things in his life that was coming against him. It was just a worrisome. And his friends became a little concerned about him. Aren't you glad to have friends that are concerned about you? So his friends were a little bit concerned about him, and they had a meeting at a coffee table, and they said, brother, you have to figure something out, because if you're not gonna figure something out in your life, the way your path is going, it's headed for destruction. I mean, look at you. Look at you. You're just worried about everything. You're not getting enough sleep, enough food. You're just falling apart. You gotta figure something out. So instead of going to the Lord, he decided, you know what? I'm just gonna seek some help. So he got some help. He got another friend of his to work for him. And he said, listen, please help me take care of my life and I'll pay you. So a few weeks later, they meet again together, and this friend that was very, very worried before, now he's full of life. He laughs and he's full of joy, and this other friend is confused now. A few weeks ago, you were worried about everything. You were not having enough money to pay bills. You're worried about your future, and now you're happy. And he says, why are you so worried? He says, well, I hired somebody to worry for me. He says, really? How is that work for you? He says, well, I'm just giving my salary and he just takes all the worries upon him and I just live my life. And he says, how can you afford that? How much are you paying him? He says, I'm paying him $100,000 a year. This friend asks him, how are you going to pay him? He responded by saying, oh, that's his worry, not mine. And this is how often in our life we worry about things when Jesus says that you are bought by a price. You don't belong to yourself anymore. You are mine. You belong to me. And he took all of our worries, all of our cares upon him. And he says, since you don't belong to yourself now, but you belong to me, I'm gonna do the worry for you. Amen. I'm gonna take care of every need you have, only under one condition, that you will trust me, that you will turn to me, that you will follow me, that you will love me, and I will take care of you. So often we take care of ourselves. We tend to work and do things and worry and provide for our family. And those are good things. But if it brings a burden upon our lives, Jesus says, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. We belong to Christ. We don't belong to ourselves. And he does the worry for us. Praise be to God. My children, even though they're small, they have nothing to worry about. Even though they say they do sometimes, but they think they do, but they don't. Because we as parents, we worry for them. We provide for them. We make sure they go to school on time as well. We worried about all of the things that they have to be, where they have to be, what they have to do. We as parents are taking care of them to make sure they have everything. How much more our Heavenly Father? Because we belong to Him and He takes care of us. Amen. Nothing that we face in our life catches God by surprise. It's not like, oops, I did not know this is gonna happen in your life. I'm sorry. Nothing catches Him by surprise. Your mountains, your failures, your family problems, the decisions you're gonna make, the regrets you're gonna face, all of these things, nothing catches Him by surprise because He knows us even before we were born. He knows everything about us. He knows what we're gonna face. But one thing that is consistent, it is Him. He is consistent. He says through every season in your life, I will be consistent in your journey. Turn to Me. You will face ups and downs, betrayals, failures, but I am consistent. Stay consistent with Me. God is consistent. And that's why He says, I never change. I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Things might change in your life. I don't change. But if you come to Me, because I don't change, I am faithful and true to My word to be there for you and to take your worries upon Me. Someone once said, worry is not knowing what will happen next, because we are nosy people. We want to know what's going to be next. But worry, it's something that doesn't give us peace. It agitates us because we want to know what's next. We want to know what's next, and it's never enough. But our walk, sometimes we're called to walk a walk of faith. Faith. And faith is something that you don't know what's going to be next, but you know who knows what's going to be next, and it's God. And that's why we rely on Him and He will lead us. Worry is dread without hope. It is a situation where you seems like there is no hope anymore. A sense of hopelessness. And sometimes we feel like that. We worry because we feel like there is a sense of hopelessness in our life. Pressure without hope. It is that pressure that we face from in and out. Worries is having a sense of no peace or joy, but overwhelming fear that cripples inside of us. But Jesus says, come to Me. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 and down. If you have the Bibles with you, please, if you can open up with me your devices or the Bibles. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 and through 34. Verse 25 says this of Matthew chapter 6. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food or drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothes? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? Verse 27, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the fields and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothes. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautiful as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wild animals that are there, that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, He will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? You see, he's bringing this verse of the things that we go through, the worry that sometimes we face, He's bringing back to our faith. Because you see, our life is full of tests. And it's either we're gonna have faith that God will take care of it, or we're gonna worry that He won't. Ultimately, this is what it is. And this is where He's bringing, why do you have so little faith? And He talks about in the context of worrying or being content. Verse 31, so don't worry. Have you heard that song before? Don't worry, be happy, right? And sometimes it's so easy to sing the song and to apply it. We grew up listening to that song, and at times it can be even annoying, right? But it's so true. We hear the Bible says, no, but you don't worry. The world might say, don't worry, be happy, and they have their own agenda what that means. The more you have, the more happiness you have. But no, the Bible says over here, Jesus says that he only, it's him who can come and give you peace. It is only in him that we can find rest and not worry. Amen. Don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows some of your needs. Which, what does it say? All of the needs. But your heavenly Father already knows all of your needs. Because sometimes when we worry, we think that it's only some of the needs that he knows. And that's why we tend to say, you know what, God, I'm gonna help you a little bit because you missed on this one. This morning I was going through this, I was worried about this, and you did not come through. I think you meant some of the needs, and in the some of areas, I trust you, I don't worry. But now in this area, I worry. No, over here it says, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. And then he concludes later on, it says in verse 33, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you want. Does it say that? No, it says, he will give me and you everything that we need. Everything that we need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. In different words, he's saying, listen, focus on today. Because tomorrow is going to bring its own worries. And if you're going to focus too much on tomorrow, you might die. Right? Just focus on today and God is going to help you today. Praise be to the Lord. The first thing that I want to talk to you about is worry does not add to our life, but it takes away from it. This is what worry does. It does not add anything to our life, but it takes away from it. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, we just read, it says, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? It's almost like a reminder to me and to you that by worrying, we're not adding anything of value into our life, but instead we're bringing harm. We're bringing harm into our bodies, into our families, into our circumstances. Because worries, to worry does not add anything good in life. By worrying, we might look like we are busy. Have you met people that are worried and they look like they're busy? I mean, they're working very hard and they're so involved and they're just busy worrying. But little that we know that we are not accomplishing anything in those moments. It makes us busy. It makes us that we're doing something. We're occupied when we're worried about things. But we do not accomplish anything in life by worrying. If we just worry about the exams that we're going to have, but we don't study, doesn't matter how much we worry, we're going to fail. Right? It is some of the things that he says, no, don't worry, but take steps right now that you need to take in your life to trust the Lord and ask him to help you. And he will. We might say, well, I'm not worrying. I'm just concerned. Have you heard people say that? I'm not worried. What are you talking about? I'm just concerned. And they're so intrusive sometimes, right? I'm concerned. A commentator once says, worry immobilizes. It's preventing something or someone from moving or operating as normal. Where concern moves you to action. This is the difference between worry and concern. They're two similar words that we think sometimes they're similar things, but no, they have so much differences between them. There are ill effects of worry. Jesus tells us not to worry about those needs that God already promised to supply. And this is the key right here. I want to read this again. There are ill effects of worry. But when we come to Jesus, Jesus tells us not to worry about those needs that God already promised to supply. In different words, we worry about things that God already says it's yours. The promises of the Lord that belong to me and to you, we worry about them. Am I gonna get them when God says they're already yours? Let me take a little further. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about our prayers. How about my prayers? I'll say my prayers. That often I catch myself, I pray 99.9% of the things that the Lord already promised me. 99% of the prayers that I'm praying, I'm focused on the things that the Bible says, it's yours. They're yours. I'll take care of you. Oh God, can you take care of us? I already said I will. Oh God, can you bless us? I said already, I will. God, can you protect us? I will protect you. But follow me. Be in the Word. Spend time with me. Oh no, I want to talk. I want to just pray about all of these things. No, but the Bible says, I already given you all of those things. Do you know that before the Israel nation, when often they were facing wars around them, and before they even went to the land, what did the Bible says? I already gave you the land. Now you just walk in it. And they said, no, we got to get together. We have to come up with a plan. We have to come up with a strategy. We have to go and practice a little bit how to fight. And God says, no, you have to trust me. You have to trust me. But they were worrying about the things that God already says, I gave it to you. But now they're spending time on getting ready and strategizing how they're going to do that. You see, a lack of faith at times in our life, not always, but at times, will produce this emptiness that worry will captivate us. And then we begin to worry about things, and that leads us away from those things that God already says, they are yours. They are yours. Just believe and walk in obedience. There is a study that shows that 70% of Christian people, not non-believers, but Christians that believe in God and trust in the Lord, and they say, God, you have my life. 75% of Christians worry about a personal health crisis, which may or may not even happen. This is what we worry about, and I'm with you. I mean, we're all people, right? We're not kind of like super, super, super strong in all the areas. So yes, we worry about our health and the crisis that we're all headed towards as the years go by, because we don't get any younger, we get older. And we worry about those things. But you see, it also shows that by worrying it impacts our health. So we say, I worry about my health in the future because I'm ahead crisis moment and I need to do something about it. But he says, by very thing that you're worried, you're adding to that concern that you're already having. Isn't that crazy? How much worry adds to our life in a negative way. The second thing over here after reading this chapter, worry can be debilitating. It affects every area of our lives. When we worry about things, it's not like when I'm only in the office for 5 minutes, I worry what is going to be next. It's not only that. Worry, it affects all of our life. When we have, unfortunately, we had, I believe in 2011 or 2009, I'm not sure exactly, but we had over a decade ago a very, very powerful storm here. And it actually flooded a lot of areas in the area here and also Williamsport. It flooded our area and people were amazed. But it did not only flood just a little bit. But the way it flooded, it affected our communities as a whole. It affected the neighborhood. It affected the businesses. And same thing what worry does. It does not only affect just a little bit of area and that's it. No, it affects a lot of people around us. It affects our family. It affects our loved ones. And it affects us as a person. Debilitating actually means to cause serious impairment of strength or the ability to function. So this is what the worry sometimes does to us. It causes us or it paralyzes us to function and to go forward. And that's why the Lord says, you can't do this on your own. You gotta come to me. Bring all your worriness to me and I will take care of you. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 verse 34 says this, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. So what does that mean? Do we just live just today and not worry about tomorrow? No, there's a difference again between concern and planning and thinking ahead to provide. And there's another difference when we allow worriness that we have no control, things that we have no control over, like the weather. We have no control over, but we worry. What's going to happen is going to happen because everything is in God's hands. Proverbs 12:25 says this, worry weighs a person down. an encouraging word cheers a person up. You see, when we worry, our countenance goes down. Our feelings go down. We walk in defeat. But he says, but an encouraging word cheers a person up. So if you know anybody that is down today, would you encourage them? Later on, when we're gonna drink coffee at Roosters and spend some time one with another, look for those people that their countenance is down. Maybe they're going through in life. And cheer them up. Say something encouraging to them. Because worry weights a person down. But we possess the power to encourage people that will bring their hopes in God up. Amen. When we worry, it affects us deeper than we know. We think it's just only for today, but no, it actually affects us deeper than we know. Worry disrupts our productivity of how well we can do. It's just on a practical level. Often we just spiritualize everything, which is great. But even on a practical level, when we worry on the things that we have no control, it disrupts our productivity. It can even lead us into a place where we're depressed, a place where we don't even want to live, a place where there is so dark and hopeless around us. And it's because we worry about things that doesn't really change the results if we worry or don't worry, because they belong to the Lord. Negatively affects the way we treat other people. It affects us, and I know that in my own life, when I worry about something, my whole family is going through persecution. Because as husbands sometimes, as God has called us to take care of our family, the load of worriness sometimes can be upon us because we think we have to do this, this, that, and then we're just overwhelmed at times. And as a result, we treat other people the way we regret later on. And it's because we worry. What do we do as husbands, as fathers, when we worry? Do we run to the Lord and say, God, you have called me to provide, but I don't have enough right now. My kids want this or that, and I would like to provide for them, but would you help me now because I can't? Or we snap and we blame other people and we say that I can't provide because of this or that, and then we begin to worry how we're gonna do that instead of just enjoying the moment by trusting the Lord. Because we actually can enjoy the moments if we trust the Lord, because we know that He is in control. One of the biggest results of what worry produces in us, it reduces our ability to trust in God. And this is what it does. It reduces it, our ability to say, God, you're in control. God, I trust you. This is what worry does. It will lead us there if we do not stop and take care of that. Someone once says, planning for tomorrow is time well spent. Worrying about tomorrow is time well wasted. We have a decision to make today. What are we gonna do about tomorrow? We can plan things and say, God, all that belongs to you. And if you're taking us that direction, fine. If you're gonna take me that direction, fine. But at least I'm doing my responsibility. But if we worry about tomorrow, it takes us away from thinking about tomorrow, and also the precious time that we have, we end up wasting. Sometimes it's difficult to tell the difference. Careful planning is thinking ahead about goals, steps, and schedules, and trusting in God's guidance through it all. You see, sometimes we think that if we plan, there's the flash. There's the flash. A walk of faith is kind of like we wake up in the morning and we don't know where we headed. This is spirituality. No. But while we plan, we trust the Lord. You say, God, I'm gonna get the horse ready for a battle. I'm gonna do my part. I'm gonna feed the horse. I'm gonna do what I have to do. But the battle belongs to the Lord. And this is what we do. We're not worried about the battle. We have to be worried, what steps am I taking before the battle? Because the battle belongs to the Lord. And same thing when we plan and when we do things, think ahead, in the end we say, I'm gonna trust the Lord for guidance now. I'm gonna trust the Lord for guidance. When done well, when the planning is done well, it actually helps us and prevents us or alleviates the worry. when it's well done. I'm not saying overdo it, but when it's well done, it alleviates that pressure of worriness. Amen. You know, the Bible says that God the Father knew about the fall. He knew about everything, and he had a plan for Jesus to come and die for us. You see, even though he knew, he also had a plan. And same thing in our life. God knows our future. We are to get ready. We are to plan, but we are to trust him that he knows best and he will lead us. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 says this: trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. And this is what he says. Do your thing, right? Plan and do all of these things, but the foundation, trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord and he will direct your path. He will lead you. He will guide you, because we're not called to worry. We are called to trust the Lord. There's a difference between concern and worry. Worrying is a form of self-torment, best described as what if? What if? And this is what it leads us to worry, because we have a question: what if this or what if that? Concern, on the other hand, is a calculated consideration that assessments of actual danger. We take a step back and we're looking and we're assessing with reality, with facts, not with fiction, but with facts. And we say, okay, the wise man sees the danger and he goes right into it, right? No, the Bible says he goes around it. He avoids it. And this is what he says, that listen, this is what it is. When we worry, we will have a question, what if? But if we are concerned, we will calculate things, we will see things, and we'll use wisdom that is given by God to avoid some of the things in life so we don't worry about things. Amen? You see, worry is anticipating a problem. What if I do this? What if I do that? It's anticipating a failure. And that's why we worry, because with anticipation of a failure, with anticipation of a problem, with anticipation of what if, we come already to the conclusion of the worst case scenario. Concern is more fact-based and geared towards problem solving, not our own, but by the grace and the mercy of God. Because we say, God, I belong to you, and now you're gonna help me. You're gonna help me. The concerns that I have about my life, you know them best. You have called me not to worry. So I'm gonna come to you and trust you. Even though I have concerns, I'm gonna consult with you. Often we go and consult with people, with firms, and we pay tons of money for that. But Jesus says, come to me, I will consult you for free. Come to me and I'll guide your life. Come to me and I'll give you rest. You see, there is a difference between what we want and what we need. Because the Bible says in Matthew, he will supply all of our needs. All of our needs he will supply. But often we run into a problem because we say, I want that. I want that. I want that. And I want that. And that's why we begin to worry about things, because all of a sudden from the need, we go to another stage of wanting. And that creates a huge pressure in our life, that now everything that is left for us is to worry. I'm not gonna get this, or I'm not gonna get that. No, God has promised us that he will take care of every need. And yes, I'm not naive enough to say that sometimes we're not worried even about what we need, because we do worry about those things. But that's why in Matthew, Jesus says that I will take care of you. If I take care of these birds that fly sometimes, that some are beautiful and some are not, how much more I'll take care of you. How much more I will take care of you. And as the worship team comes, in my closing, the third thing that I would like to take from this chapter and encourage all of us: bring your worries to God. So you might ask, what am I supposed to do now? I know I'm worried. I know I have all of these concerns. No, you bring them to the Lord. you bring them to God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says this, give some of your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. He didn't say some, right? And there's a reason why I'm nailing and hammering this down for the past few Sundays about all and some. Because the Bible, it's full of these examples, all. And it's only a few letters. It's only a little word, all. But we skip so fast over that because it's almost kind of like not important. But it's a whole thing stands behind it. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. He cares for me. Everything that you go through, give it to the Lord because he cares for you. Amplified version says this, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all of your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with the deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. I love this translation. It just brings it so clear to us. As I watch some of the families that come to this church watch their babies, and they're holding them, they're just embracing them. Even at the table when they're eating, last week we had picnic, you know, they're sacrificing their own strength, they're holding the baby in one hand, eating with another one, because they care about this baby and they want the best for this baby. How much more God cares for me and for you. I want to read this again, the Amplified version. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with the deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. So please know that somebody is watching over you very carefully. Give it to him. Give it to him today. Whatever what it is, give it to the Lord. How do you do that? I don't know. All what I know, just cry out to the Lord. God, I don't want to be in the state I'm finding myself in. Would you help me? Would you help me? Would you take care of me? Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 and 7. Let your kindness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. He says, listen, one of the things that we can do and we will do this morning, he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, say everything with me. In everything. First thing, doing what? By prayer. We're going to be praying in a moment. And this is what we're called to do, in prayer, to come to the Lord by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, saying, God, I thank you that you have promised me you will take care of me. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. You have promised you're going to lead me. You have promised you're going to guide me. I want to embrace this truth now. Would you help me? Would you give me the grace that I need not to worry? Another translation of this verse says this, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. You see? We can either dwell about everything and worry about everything, or we can pray about everything. And this is what the Bible is calling me and you to do. Don't worry about everything, but pray about everything. It changes the whole game now. We can waste time worrying, or we can gain time by praying. Don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And thank him for all that he has done. I find myself, as I mentioned before, I'm thinking about my prayer life lately. And I caught myself that I'm asking more from the Lord than spending time to thank him for the things that he already has done. Someone once says, what if we only got tomorrow everything that we thanked him for today? We probably would be very, very poor and lost. And that's why over here it says, no, tell him everything that you need. But don't just stop there, but also thank him for everything he already has done for me and for you. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. You see, the opposite of worriness is also peace. Peace that can come from above, that we will know that we know that we know that God is in control and that He will carry us through. His peace will guide or guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. You see, it says, as you and me live in Christ Jesus. We all tend to worry at times, and I already mentioned that I'm not perfect. A few years ago in my life, I was dealing with some news that hit me out of nowhere. One night I was driving in the middle of the night. I was helping my brother with something, and I had to meet him about an hour and a half away. And on the way back, all of a sudden, it just something happened. I felt so much pain in my stomach. And for me, it's like, man, I'm healthy. I'm just doing life. I'm working. I have the future. I have small kids. And all of a sudden, it was so bad that I thought that, man, I don't know if I can make it. So the second day, you know, we as guys sometimes are very stubborn to seek help when we need help. So we think that the more we endure, the cooler we are. So let's endure pain, right? So I was like, I'm gonna endure this thing. The next thing you know, it just increases more and more. I was rushed to the hospital. And next thing you know, they found some of the things that I did not know. But it also alleviated me that since I know now, I'm just gonna have to adjust in life, to diet, different things. Time passes, there's another issue. Time has passed, there's another issue. So I began to worry about my health. I began to worry about, man, what is gonna happen if I don't make it? What is gonna happen for my kids? I can't provide for them, or all of these things. And I began to worry about all of these things. And one time I began to cry out to the Lord. So one of the things I did as well, I went to the doctor for a checkup, and he asked me a question. Do you exercise? What are you talking about? I do work for a living. I work for a living, right? Man, you're hitting that age, you gotta exercise. Oh man, I don't have fun or any pleasure lifting up pieces of metal. This is just me. But he says, no, if you want to take care of your health, you see, you got to stop worrying about it. You got to do something about it. What about your diet? Man, I love steaks. You can't eat red meat. No. What are you talking about? No, if you want to stay healthy, you can either worry and live the way you are continuing to live, or you can make a change, an adjustment in your life, and you'll be okay. So this is what I did. I began to adjust a little bit what I eat. I became a little bit like a rabbit for the next few months, eating salads and green stuff. But my health improved because I did not just stop in a place where I was worrying about everything, but I saw some help and I took some advice. And in the end of the day, I also said, God, my life belongs to you. Because my days are numbered. He knows already the end. It's not just the beginning. If He knew when I was born, He also knows when I'm gonna die. So unless I'm being stupid, right, with my life, you know when I'm gonna die. So I'm gonna trust you. As hard as it is sometimes I deal with pain, sometimes I deal with different things. God, but I'm not gonna worry about it. If there is a responsibility on me to adjust the diet and to run a little bit and to do different things, help me to do that. But in the end of the day, I have to trust you. I cannot live my life worrying about these things. And it's what the Bible says, that He cares for you. Cast your worries upon Him because He cares for you. Your situation might be totally different. You might face different things in life. You might face health. You might face losing your job, you might face marriage problems, you might face how I'm gonna bring my kids up in this world, you might face how I'm gonna make it in the world that we live in. You might face different things in life and you worry about them. I wanna invite you today to come to Jesus Christ as He is our Lord and Savior. And He says, I will take care of you. I will take care of you. every need that you have, everything that you need, I will give it to you. I will provide for you. I will give you joy. I will help you. Come to me. If you're heavy laden, if you're the burdens in your life, if you have things in your life that you're so worried about that it actually paralyzes you to function, come to the Lord. And He says, I will carry you through. I witness in my family. I witness in other families. Families that we thought that not gonna make it. But God has sustained them. Sustained them supernaturally because He cares for us. And as I close, I'm gonna share this. When I was a little kid, now we have bananas, oranges, candies in our home. Like every day you can walk and just grab them. Back in the day, it was a holiday for us to have a banana or an orange in the house. It was a holiday. It wasn't heard of. It wasn't heard of because we grew up poor. And I remember one time when the Lord has put on somebody's heart. He was a businessman from another village. I was just growing up. I did not know a whole lot. But my parents taught me, we have to pray when we're lacking food in the house or we're lacking things in the home. We have to pray and trust the Lord that He will take care of it. And this is one of many stories. One of many, many stories. And we were just trusting the Lord. God, You know our needs. You know what we're going through. And I remember, I was a little kid. I can see the picture right in front of me right now. This little SUV. God has placed on this businessman's heart to fill with fruits, with oranges, bananas, all kinds of things that you had to look for it to find it, to buy it. It was not like available anywhere you go into the store. And He filled this SUV with all of these things and He brought to our family. And my parents said, see, God knows what we need. What a joy it was. And that left such an impression in my heart that He knows our needs, even when we want an orange. Even when we want a candy, He knows what we want. He knows our needs. He knows everything in our life. And He will provide if we will trust Him. If we will say, Lord, You guide me. You lead me. And I will trust You. Because You will give me everything what I need and right in time. Father, we thank You for this morning and we thank You for Your word. God, we thank You that You have left this word for us to guide our lives. Lord, and I must acknowledge that some of the simplest things in the world, often we find them so hard to fulfill and receive. It seems like they're so simple, but yet we're fighting it so against them. Not because we enjoy it, but because we're lacking this faith at times. Lord, but You said if we have a mustard seed of faith, it's enough. It's enough for You to meet our needs. And to hear our prayers. We come to You this morning. We humble ourselves. And if there is anything in our life that captivates us, that we have no control over it, God Almighty, I pray that You would take this burden away this morning. And that You bring peace into our hearts, into our homes. That You would take up the burdens that weighs us down and that You will say, let this man or woman walk in freedom now, knowing that I will take care of every need. Lord, I pray that You would give us courage this morning to bring them to You and to say, God, if You know the needs of the animals out there, how much more You know our needs and that You love us and You will take care of us. Help us, oh Father, help us to change our prayers. And to thank You for the things that You have done already. To come into Your courts with thanksgiving and praises. To know that You have everything in Your hand and that You will carry us through. To embrace the scripture that says, I will never leave You or forsake You. And to live by it, oh God. Give us the grace that we need. To say, Lord, have Your way in Jesus' name. Amen.